Dr. Sebrick getting a note on a new patient, Mirna Bishara. This note was disconnected and it was partial, so I'm going to redictate it all, period. So the patient is Mirna Bishara, B-E-C-H-A-R-A, Mirna I-R-N-A. Date of birth is 5-3-1979. Date of service 2-6-2024. The patient is 44-year-old, white female, presenting to see me for to be established with me as her doctor. She has past medical history significant for one constipation related to a transient issue in her colon. She had a workup in Lebanon. Next, primary hyperparathyroidism, secondary to an adenoma that was removed. Next, hyperlipidemia. Purparagraph, past surgical history includes parathyroidectomy partial. Purparagraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Purparagraph, social history. Patient is married with three kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol. She works as a nurse. Purparagraph, family history. Father died at age of 41 from myocardial infarction. Mother died from breast cancer. She has two sisters, one brother that are healthy. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Purparagraph, review systems revealed, no headache, except whenever she has her period for a few days before. She does suffer from insomnia on and off, and the bruxism, B-R-U-X-I-S-M. She is complaining of scapular pain on the left side. It has been going on for 2 weeks. She denies any chest pain, however, she feels chest tightness and some shortness of breath without any wheezing. No heartburn reported. She suffers from bloating whenever she consumes grains and certain vegetables. Constipation is positive. No urinary symptoms. She has regular periods but heavy periods. All systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Last one was April 2021. Purparagraph, on physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date, purparagraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, no one swing as two, no members heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or bruises heard, abdomen is soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gutting rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted, neuro exam is now focal. Investigations available to me are from July last year in 2023, include the following. Total cholesterol 247, HDL 64, LDL 171, triglycerides 73, white count 6.0, hemoglobin 13.6, platelet count 290, hemoglobin A1C is 5.4, glucose 94, BUN 14, creatine 0.82, potassium 4.7, total CO2 is 20, albumin 5.0, normal liver function tests, TSAT is 11, ferritin of 10, vitamin D 34.4, TSH 0.63, thyroglobulin antibody is negative. Period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1. Musculoskeletal pain in the scapular, left scapular area. Patient will benefit from physical therapy. We're going to refer her to evaluate and treat as outpatient. Pure paragraph. Next, constipation chronic, reported to be due to decreased colonic transit. I will refer patient to see GI for further evaluation. Next, history of primary hyperparathyroidism, status post resection of parathyroid adenoma in the past. We'll repeat her PTH level. She has normal calcium 6 months ago. Next, hyperlipidemia. We're going to get an advanced lipid panel for the patient, and we'll advise accordingly. The patient is going to see me back in 2 weeks to discuss the results. Also with skin patient for iodine deficiency and report. Thanks.